Zelensky moves towards demilitarized zones in latest peace plan for Ukraine. Frontrunner to be Bangladesh PM returns after 17 years in exile. Officials discover a million more documents potentially related to Epstein case. Trump-backed candidate wins in knife-edge Honduran election. Sean Diddy, Combs files appeal asking for immediate prison release. Algerian law declares France's colonization a crime. Democratic lawmaker sues to remove Trump's name from Kennedy Center. 11 arrested over mass shooting in South Africa tavern. UK social media campaigners among 5 denied US visas. Bomb blast in packed Nigerian mosque kills 5. Venezuela accuses US of extortion over seizure of oil tankers. Libya's army chief killed in air crash in Turkey. Trump trips, a fake video, and 10 possible co-conspirators. Takeaways from new Epstein files. Rivalries and rumors, how the new order of the Murdoch dynasty is playing out. Have the American Pope and the American administration fallen out? Crisis in India-Bangladesh relations spirals amid violent protests. An alleged drug cartel and a murdered witness, South Africa's police corruption probe. Where is Santa now? Trump answers kids' Christmas calls to NORAD tracker. Watch, moment robbers rip ATM from inside Texas store. Ho ho no, Santa pulled over for speeding in Ohio. Watch, huge fireball as tanker explodes on Italian motorway. Watch, rescuers find survivor in wreckage of Mexican Navy medical flight. Roz Atkins on the oil tanker being pursued by the U.S. White House orders military to focus on quarantine of Venezuela oil. Democratic governors call on Trump administration to lift freeze on offshore wind projects. Precious metals rally. UBS warns of profit-taking risk into holidays. U.S. regulator extends driving time limit waiver for heating fuel haulers. Insight, not a happy Trump supporter. Cattle ranchers hit by push for lower beef prices. Reliance continues to receive Rosneft oil under U.S. concession. Oil prices steady after U.S. growth data. Venezuela supply risks. Zelensky seeks meeting with Trump to hammer out issue of territory. U.S. tells UN it will deprive Venezuela's Maduro drug cartel of resources. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.57%. Hanwha's Philly shipyard can build nuclear submarine for U.S. Navy, executive says. NVIDIA joining big tech spree to license growth technology. Higher executives. S&P 500, Dow hit all-time closing highs. Gold, silver touch records. Hyundai to recall over 51,000 vehicles in U.S. over risk of fire, NHTSA says. Mexico stocks higher at close of trade. S&P BMV IPC up 0.03%. Canada stocks lower at close of trade. S&P TSX composite down 0.18%. Colombia stocks higher at close of trade. Colcap up 0.29%. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOEX Russia index down 0.22%. U.S. mortgage rates fall for second consecutive week. U.S. initial jobless claims drop, beating forecasts and bolstering USD. China widens foreign investment incentive list to stem falling inflows. Zambia's inflation accelerates to 11.2% in December, despite stronger kwacha. U.S. crude oil inventories surge, exceeding expectations. Trump says anybody that disagrees with him will never be. Fed Chair CB Consumer Confidence Index sees a slight uptick, but falls short of expectations. U.S. manufacturing production unchanged in November. U.S. industrial production dips, bucking forecasted stability. Arkansas ticket scoops $1.8 billion in Christmas Powerball jackpot. BOJ chief sees progress in hitting price goal, signals further hikes. Japan expects growth to accelerate next year with fiscal stimulus. Dow, S&P 500 close at record highs as Santa rally starts. Will lower rates address weak employment growth? Not so sure, Yardini says. Survey, tariff costs to drive further U.S. price hikes in 2026. As crypto and private credit hit the mainstream, investor risk seen multiplying. Gold, silver, and platinum take a breather after record rally.